Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to the final segment, segment four of God Invention Radio. Sarah Shepard, Vice President of Business Wire. You can go to businesswire.com and take a look at all the resources that are available from Business Wire to help you promote your idea, your invention, or your business. And they have some great tools on there, and you should really take a look. It's a great way to get the word out for your product and let the media know. So, Sarah, by the way, I just want to thank Inventor's Digest. Of course, Inventor's Digest, if you don't already subscribe to the magazine, go on any of the pages of Got Invention, click on the banner, and receive 33% off the cover price. Thank you, Inventor's Digest. Sarah, very interesting comment here from one of the listeners. You have to, in your press release, besides all the links and everything else, I guess you put a contact information. So the listener is asking what to do to be prepared when somebody from the media or an editor calls you back. What do you do?
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, as an inventor, think about the types of announcements, you know, that you can make. You can talk about perhaps when you got the patent for that and for that product, that's an announcement. You could talk about, if it's public information, if you got an investor, that's an announcement. You could talk about your attendance at a trade show with a media alert, that's an announcement. Another type of announcement is, you know, if your product has been licensed or it's going to be in a certain store or region that's going to be sold in. In terms of, you know, things that you have to be prepared to speak with is, if you're going to put your information out there as a contact, make sure that you get to that back to that person within 24 hours of them reaching out to you. That's first and foremost. Second of all, some stuff that they might ask for is, do you have any photos in a high-resolution JPEG format available for me? Have that ready that you could share. They might ask for a list of vendors or licensors or stores that maybe you are either interested in getting into and or that are distributors for you. Have that information handy. So besides a press release, you might want to have a fact sheet put together. Maybe you want to have a product brochure ready to go and or, as I said before, the JPEG or video demo of your product.
Just need to be prepared, right? And most likely, people, they're going to be calling you, and you just need to be on your game, and if they want to interview you or they want you to fly somewhere and do an interview, you got to be ready.
Absolutely. And remember, the press release is just the diving board. So that's a place where you could dive off, send your press release out there. It's not the silver bullet. It's a way of getting your message out there to be found online. But after you get that out there, you need to then share that press release, as I said, with all your various constituents that you have built up over the years as well. So as an inventor, I would encourage you, if you do not have, again, a Facebook page for your product, create one. If you do not have a LinkedIn profile for yourself and or for your company, create one. And within LinkedIn, every single person that you meet, that you come across, connect with them on there, because LinkedIn is a moving Rolodex for you to always stay in contact with these folks. It's also a great way for you to find different folks within different companies that you want to connect with. LinkedIn also has a wonderful category called groups, where they have dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of groups that probably specialize in marketing, public relations, inventions, new product launches, electronics. You name it, you'll be able to find on there, connect with people who are doing the same thing as you. And then it's another resource for you to have people to depend on and you can, you know, bounce ideas off of. It's so important to become very socially involved with people that can help you along the way.
Hmm. Sarah, throughout the show, you've been giving us great, great information and great tips and so forth. So we're inventors and we're ready to go. This sounds like a great opportunity, something that we're just kind of waking up to, and really it's probably less expensive than putting an ad in the local paper. If there's any other types of tricks of the trade, I guess you could call them, what are some things that you could give us before we're trying to absorb as much information from you as possible while we have you?
I would say, in terms of sending out a press release, if you could tie something into a movement or something that's happening in the world, you're probably more, you know, likely to get pickup on something. For example, if you have a product now that has to do with teaching children about the stock market, maybe it's a game, a stock market type of monopoly for high schoolers, now you could write a press release tying it into, look at how the market's gone up so well. We have a product that can help children save money or invest in. You know, you look at what's going on in the world in terms of social responsibility and how there all these companies have these green initiatives on how to, you know, save energy. Maybe you have a product and you've come up with the latest and greatest new type of water bottle that's made, you know, and biodegradable after a certain amount of time or whatnot. Tie it into something about recycling. Maybe something that you could tie into is a local recycling event going on in your community and or a nonprofit organization that can help spread the word to their audiences about your product as well.
It just sounds like a trickling type of effect. But it, just like anything, you know, it's almost like viral in a way by itself. If you don't get the word out there, then nobody knows about it.
Yes, if a tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it?
So it's great that you have the measuring tools and so forth that are on the Business Wire analytics as well. But what if you don't get any response? Is it discouraging? What do we do if we don't get any kind of activity from sending out a press release? And how often should we send it out? We have about 2.5 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this question comes up often, and you have to think about it. You know, it's a process like anything else. It's a process to build your history online. It's a process to learn from your past releases of how maybe you could have done it better. Maybe it's a timing. Maybe you have to time it in with something going on, as I said, in the world, in your industry. Maybe one time you try it with a photo. Maybe one time you try it with a video. Again, measurement means a bunch of different things. Is your goal just to make sure the local trade start hearing about you? Is your goal to make your press release or your product found online? Is your goal with this release to get 5 new subscribers to your radio show? You know, what is the goal in this press release that you want to set out today? That's what you have to think of.
Very interesting. So, I mean, there's really no set frequency that you need to be focused on. It's just, you know, it depends on how much you want to focus on it.
Absolutely. We have some clients of ours. I'll give you a case study. Groupon the other day sent out a press release. You know, they'll send out releases on a regular basis, maybe regarding new markets they're in. But the other day they sent out a press release regarding a new underwater excursion to the Titanic that someone can purchase for $12,000. So they sent out this time a press release just about an item that they were selling on Groupon, not about Groupon being available in a new, you know, city or region.
Wow. It's very interesting. Yeah, I guess it could be used for any type of opportunity. Sarah, just final words of wisdom for inventors listening out there. What do you think?
The time to start is now. If I could leave you with, you know, 3 important things is think about, you know, how is your company going to be found? It's not going to be found by you sitting at home, reading industry trades, and hoping they get out there. You need to be proactive. You need to talk out there in your community. You need to try to go to these trade shows. Try to get yourself on panels. Try to get yourself out there as an expert. Start writing a blog, commenting on blogs, interacting with the different folks out there, the various constituents that you want to reach. That's most important. And again, if you're a smaller startup and an inventor, look at what the big guys are doing. So if you're in the technology industry and you have a new app coming out, look at the big companies out there and say, what are they doing? What are they doing right? Why are they getting so much exposure? And honestly, they were in your shoes one day.
Well, great information. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. That was great.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. That was Sarah Shepard, Vice President of Business Wire. Go to businesswire.com and find out more information. And, of course, our show will be archived. Thank you. Have a great night from Got Invention Radio. Till next week.
Hadley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adlilaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com or call us at 213-623-6546.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.